Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Now spit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what clever bars are not real talk. You can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C Hicks, and this my man Joe the Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish shit out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, return it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt to. So,
yeah, what it is, folks? It's your boy C Hicks, and I'm here with the homie straight from Louisville, KY, So Fresh to Don. Welcome to our show, Unscripted Network, where we are not scared of the real, and you can talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? Oh, and bars must be included with the rap, because you ain't got no bars, you must got a limit for you, and we don't deal with that. You dig? And with all that being said, let's go ahead and network, you feel me? And you can find me and my outlandish ass thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. And I'm on Instagram as C Hicks. That's C dot underscore H-I-X. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't no tweeter. Now, the big homie right here, you can check Dope Fresh to Don out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S. As a support, and they ain't just law, there's black law, rebel music. Though, talk to them, though.
Yo, what's good with it, C Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dope Fresh to Dine on the check in. Blessed to be alive, to be able to see another day, be able to do another show. Y'all already know how I'm rocking. So, with that being said, hey, man, I'm ready. Let's bring in, you know, our special guest, C. Hicks. You know, you do the honors.
Well, you know, again, we about to unscript all the Monique's nasty ass. You know what I mean? She just a nasty goddamn human being. You know what I mean? Just all types of freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? Every goddamn post, it's always about ball juggling and goddamn All type of nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? She's just so damn nasty. You know what I mean? Don't make no damn sense. You know what I mean? And let me see something. I got a couple of numbers up here. Let me see what he said the last four words. Make sure I got the right one up here.
She's probably a 513. She a 513 area code, Cincinnati.
Nah, I got two numbers up here. And the number she said that was the last four ain't up here. So if you're on here, Monique, you know what I'm saying? Alder Monique, I'm sorry. Go ahead, whatchamacallit, you know, hit me in the message and let me know which one you is. Because I don't want to unscript the wrong person. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and unscript 678 and let me know if that's you. Well, is this you, Monique? Guess not.
Nah, we got some people just tuning in. Should I just wait? Just wait till she hit you and let you know.
All right. Well, you know, we again we unscripted. You know, this fam right here. You know what I mean? This fam right here. I'm about to mess with her now. See, she about to
She making us wait for her grand entrance. For her return to unscripted.
Yeah, the nasty way, you know what I'm saying? Just nasty with it, you know what I'm saying? Don't make no damn sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. Her grand return, and she making us wait for it, you know what I'm saying? Like a damn female do. You know what I'm saying? Just being all female-like and shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't make no damn sense. You know what I'm saying? But she got a new book out called Wife's Worst Nightmare, a Side Chick, A Wife's Worst Nightmare or something. And I mean, like, God damn. As a matter of fact, I think this her right here just popped the one here. Matter of fact, this is her. By the fact, before I unscript her, though, let me tell you about this message thing, you know, me, her, and her husband had one time, you know what I mean? And you know me. The respectful gentleman that I am. So she, you know what I'm saying, I'm asking her if she's trying to come back on the show, Grace. I show one more time with her presence. And then she, you know, they mistook my accent for being a Baltimore accent, right? So respectfully, I said, no, sis, in Christ's name, I'm not from Baltimore. And so she won't get a, you know, they felt as though I was disrespecting them. I'm like, no, I said, I felt disrespected as a D.C. dude. And I was like, in Christ's name, on Jesus, I'm not from Baltimore. And so she get a phone to, you know, her husband and shit. Her husband get on the phone like, you bitch-ass nigga, you ever come to my wife like that, I smoke your ass. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Hey, though, you know, me being a Christ-fearing man that I am, that shook me. You know what I mean? If I knew exactly where they lived at, I'd have called the police on them because I was scared, like, for my life and shit. You know what I mean? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead Arthur Monique, man. And you tell me if you heard any lies at Arthur Monique, you unscripted.
But wait, now how you gonna tell the story without my side and have me on the line to defend myself and my actions?
No, did I lie?
A whole lot of lies was just told.
Well, speak on it then. Speak on it, Arthur Monique. Tell the truth.
You know, he was offended because I said he sounded like he's from Baltimore, you know. So he was in his feelings about that, you know. And he let it be known, you know, don't disrespect me like that. I'm not from Baltimore. I'm from D.C. Joe's son, word to mother kid, you know. That's what he was on, you know. So, you know, we was messing with him a little bit, like, you know, you ain't got to act all tough, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he figured out, you know, that we ain't mean no harm by it. And then he turned down a little bit because he was about ready to turn up because I said he sounded like he's from Baltimore.
Oh, man. Okay. That's C-Hicks. C-Hicks, man, you still participating in that niggerism, man.
Yeah, he is.
Hating on Baltimore. Oh, damn, bro.
That hard, bro. Hating on Baltimore. That hard.
So you just going to believe her over me, though? I've never lied to you at all.
I was about to say, no, I definitely believe her.
You knew he was lying when he said respectfully in Christ. So those two words right there already qualify him as a liar when he said that.
I already knew. He didn't put it on me a few times. See, Hicks Slick, maybe trying to put an okey-doke.
Oh, man.
He think he slipped, but we getting hit, though.
Oh, man, you know. Well, you know what? Anyway, you know what I mean? After we get through your lie, you know. Anyway, you know what I mean? Let's talk about this, you know, this wife's worst nightmare. You know what I mean? You know, because like I say, I meant to say, you know, all side chicks, we about to unscript, you know, a wife's worst nightmare, side chicks worst nightmare, a side dude's worst nightmare. And just everybody's nightmare if you're being faithful. You know what I mean?
Period.
The beautiful Monique are coming a hump on you, regardless. You know what I mean? It don't really matter.
Definitely gonna turn it into a book. definitely going to turn it into a book. But it's basically, the title is The Side Chick from Hell, His Wife's Worst Nightmare. It's not based on the cheating husband's point of view. It's not based on the wife's point of view. It's based on the side chick's point of view. She has a form of a multiple personality disorder. So she has an alter ego and like a voice in her head that controls a lot of what she does, which makes her mentally unstable. On top of finding out that the dude she's in love with is married with a wife and kids.
Mm.
The fun stuff that sounds, with that. A whole bunch
that
of
interesting.
Yeah. Mental stuff going on. I'll just mention a few of the things that she did. Like there was one scene in the book where she the wife has braids in her hair and she took a pair of scissors and cut different braids. Just random braids off the wife's hair, just leave like bald spots in her head and ripped her eyebrows off with some duct tape. Crazy shit. Yeah. Some old crazy shit.
Now, Monique, first off, you know, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. You know what I'm saying? Because Monique, author Monique, she hit me up a few months ago and was like, man, what happened to my episode? Where my show at? I felt the energy, man. She's about to smack me through the messenger. I was like, oh, man. So I told her, I said, well, we got to bring her back. So, welcome back. You still doing your thing. Got the new book out, what you just said. And I want to know what you just said, you know, those parts of the book where she was doing all that crazy stuff to the wife. When you be as a writer, is this stuff like that you, like shit that you be thinking about doing to your worst enemies or stuff that you have done in the past? Is that where you get these ideas from?
Yeah, she's still here. She had dropped.
Hello?
Just unscripted her again. Yeah, you hear.
Oh, okay. I had got disconnected for a second. I heard the last part of it, but you were basically saying have any of the stuff in the that she, you know, did in the story, is there anything that I've done before? Is that basically the gist of it?
Yeah, anything you done or anything you thought about doing, like somebody you was a chick you was beefing with that you didn't that you dislike.
Well, I mean,
listen to the
lies. See, here you go. I'm probably about to tell them a couple of situations that you done been on, because, you know, me and you talk, you know, so I might have to put some of your business out there about the stuff that you done been through with these females and stuff, you know.
Oh.
Since I'm a liar. Since I'm a liar.
Oh. I'm shutting up.
So, it's just, like, different things. Like, it's a scene where she got some cupcakes because it's her birthday. She started that he ain't come see her on her birthday, so she got some cupcakes and she decorate the wall to his crib with the cupcakes or whatever. And that actually happened before. Not to me, I didn't do it, but I actually witnessed somebody doing that. They actually broke into somebody's house. It wasn't their cake. It was a birthday cake that another girl bought for the guy that they were messing with. And she took the cake, destroyed his sheets with it, destroyed his walls with it. Yeah. Everything, everywhere. Cake and ice cream. All over the place.
Wow.
Mm. I mean,
and I
have
say,
you
yeah,
done
that would make
ever?
Good for a story. Just one of the things I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so I got to tell now.
Well, I mean, why not? You know, this one's scripted. You know, talk about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, now, took some sneakers and cut the tongue off the sneakers, but just the left tongue, the multiple pairs of sneakers.
Why only the left side?
That was me. I don't know. I just felt like it was a left type of Twix day that day. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was me. But yeah, that's the only thing. Everything else I came with off the top of my head, things that I've heard, even talk to my daughter, like, tell me something crazy a female would do if she found out her dude was cheating on her. And she was like, oh, boop, 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 boop. So just put it together and made it work. The whole book take over the span of one day, her birthday. So she pissed as fuck.
Ooh.
And it goes from there.
Okay.
Well, so,
you ain't gonna see me, so I'ma come see you.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, though.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say we wanna keep it we're gonna keep it all the way unscripted. We wanna ask you from personal experience, you know, have you ever been a side chick at any point in your life? You know what I'm saying? And if so, was you knowingly the side chick or unknowingly?
No. Not that I know of. Any relationship that I've been in has been a serious enough relationship to where marriage was involved. There was never no issues with women and stuff like that, or no issues that made me question or anything like that. So I've never really had, quote unquote, the opportunity, for lack of a better word, to be in that type of situation before.
Okay.
Like I've only been in, like my relationships have been years long. And all of the other stuff wasn't an issue. So I would never openly be or, like, willingly be someone's side chick because I'm too selfish. I'm greedy. I need all that time, all that attention. So that wouldn't work anyway. And I don't know. People say I like to fight, but I don't think I do. But it will be a problem.
Oh, well,
we feel
according
you.
To that message, according to the message, you know, conversation you had, you know, I can't tell. But you know what, though, Altamonique, man, you know, I'm going to stop calling you Altamonique. I'm going to call you Fam. So, you know, Fam, we started this off all the way wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm going to start it off.
No, you started it off all the way wrong. I was trying to come on the other kind of vibe, and, like, you just came out like, whoop, whoop. Yeah, she was like, I'm going to shoot your head off your shoulders and stuff your nuts down your throat. Like, that's where you was at. Like, I wasn't up there. Like, you took it there.
See, this is why I believe in Christ. You know what I mean? Because it's stuff like this. But
I can't believe you let that slip off your tongue, though. Like, knowing you,
Christ,
you actually let that slip off your tongue. I believe in.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in him, yeah. You know what I mean? I don't believe he's real, but I believe in him.
You believe
in
Santa Claus? But even though he ain't real?
Yeah. I've actually met Santa Claus like a couple of times. We hit a J one time. Yeah.
Oh, shit. He smoked?
Yeah, the one I met smoked, you know what I mean?
I would have smoked, yeah. We would have been getting high. People would have been pissed on Christmas. He would have forgot all about his deliveries and shit. We would have been. Yeah.
But, like, really though, let me start this off the right way. You know what I mean? On your second entrance. You know, on your second showing on Unscripted. You know what I mean? Go ahead and tell everybody.
Right,
who
this is the things
now.
I get.
What?
This the things I get. Dang. Continue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be, the nice guy, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, on your second time on Unscripted, you know, let everybody who is listening now and who will listen later, you know what it is about you, you know what I mean? How many books you got out, what publication company you signed to, where you're from, all that, you know what I mean?
So I'm Odeek. I was raised in Georgia. I lived in Ohio, Cincinnati, for a few years, for about 8 years. And I just recently moved to Orlando, Florida. I moved to Orlando in February. So, Orlando cool. The beaches is cool. It's hot as fuck, though. And I'm just not feeling this heat. I knew it was going to be hot, but I don't know if it makes sense when I say I know it was going to be this hot. So, yeah, it's real hot. But I like Orlando, though. It's cool. I dropped my 9th book last month, and I am almost finished with my first, it'll be my first published erotica. The publishing company that I'm with, Royalty Publishing House, don't really do the whole big, they're not big on the whole erotica thing. They do the little romance thing or whatever. So they reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and was like, you know, if you want to write a short story erotica, because we know how you get down. I'm like, hell yeah. So I'm going to start talking about that over the next couple of weeks, because that'll be out next month, since this month is about to be out. But that'll be on an app called the Lit app, L-I-T. It's basically like a Kindle, but all urban books, all books for us and stuff like that. But they like paranormal romance, urban romance. It's like just different mixes of stuff, erotica and stuff like that. So you download the app and get books and stories and shit like that. So I already know. I'm ready for that. I'm not even about to talk about what that's going to be about because, you know, motherfuckers be listening and stuff like that. And a motherfucker will stay up all night long and write a whole book about some shit you just said. And that book will be out next week. Like, damn, like, so we just going to leave it right there. I ain't going to say too much of nothing else about what's going to be. But just know sex is my thing. Everybody know. So it's going to be dope.
Most definitely. I was going to tell you to elaborate on the book, but hey, what you said, you're right. Somebody been ejected the whole idea, you know what I'm saying? But when that book come out, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I know you said it's just a month away. You know, like C. Hicks said, this is home. You can come back and promote that one too when it's already out, since you don't want nobody to, you know, jack your idea or nothing like that.
Yeah, because the idea kind of, you know, I had did a dabble a little bit on my blog with it, and my readers was like, oh, yeah, that was hot, and they was waiting, you know, wanting more from it, and I didn't do more on it for a reason, so I'm about to turn it into a little story or whatever, so it's going to be good, and I got good feedback from it already, so, and I'm happy. I'm always happy doing erotica. That's my shit.
Now, with your books, I know you said it's your ninth book that you got out now. Are they strictly digital, or do you have paperbacks too for all your books?
I got paperbacks for all my books. I sign and ship paperbacks all over the country. I was at the post office yesterday. I go to the post office about twice a month. Ship off autograph books to everywhere. I shipped off yesterday to Louisiana, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio. So my books go somewhere everywhere. You know, money talks.
Hey.
So
facts. I seen your post where you had like 20 goddamn books you were shipping out.
In my hand,
With that being said, would you mind donating to C. Hicks' GoFundMe page? Because I'm short on my goddamn rent this month.
I know that's right. Dang, this month is almost, this is the end of the month, but it's the end of the month, and now they still got you there. You might be golden, though, you know. If you ain't got court date yet, you know how to go. You got to, you know, you got to the court date, at least, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I got not the eviction notice, but the notice to vacate, you know, which is why I need help.
Oh, yeah, you good. Then you golden. If you ain't got that eviction notice yet, you golden. But I got you, though. I got you, though. You set one up, I got you. I thought you like $5 or something like that.
$5? You just mailed on 20 bucks. You only get a $5? God. We ain't even fam no more, man. God damn. You know what I mean?
What if the $5 was the only $5 that I had, though, and I just gave it to you? Gonna tell me we ain't friends no more. Like, it might be somebody you know that got $200 and give you $5, and they got a whole $200 in their pocket. I'm gonna give you my last $5 though.
No, see, yeah,
see,
your
you
last
see,
five.
See, now everybody can hear. It really be you. You be the one. You be the belligerent and aggressive one. It don't be me. I be trying to be peaceful. I'll give you the last out of my pocket.
Nah, but see, it really wasn't you that was coming off, you know what I'm saying, like you was trying to kill me. It was Anthony. You know what I'm saying? Anthony P. Hardaway. You know, like you gave him the phone. He was like, look, check this out, you bitch-ass nigga. I don't want you coming at my wife like that. I'm like, oh, sir, I will call the motherfucking police in Christ's name. You know what I mean? So I just went ahead and eased up. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
But I mean, like on some serious shit. On some serious shit, you don't consider what you write already erotica?
But see, that's the thing. My very first book, every other chapter literally, was a sex scene, a long-ass sex scene. So, like, they said there was a lot of sex for it to be a regular urban book, and it was more so erotica. But like, my books don't got that much sex in them. Like, it just depends, like, the nature of the story and stuff like that. Like, it could be sex scenes. Like, my last book got maybe 3. You know what I mean? So, it don't have a whole bunch of sex like that. So, now that I'm writing an erotica book, literally every single chapter is something going on in the chapter with the main character. And somebody end up fucking. So, it's just a lot more sex scenes than what would be in one of my regular books. So, like, my regular books don't got that much sex. I know, it's me. But they ain't got that much sex in them like that.
They got long sex scenes.
The sex scenes don't just be, like, one page, one paragraph. They be in depth. Like, you be seeing what the fuck's going on in the room. Like, you smelling the sex in the air and everything. Yeah.
Okay. So, you be humping. I understand. Now.
We grown.
So, why not be? You know what I mean? Why not be? You know what I mean? Shit. But this one kind of like, I need to understand this one, but paranormal erotica. You know, what's that like? Ghost fucking or something? What's going on with that?
Well,
explain that to me.
Paranormal, not bestiality. Well, I don't know. I mean, I know more about paranormal romance, so I'm just going to assume that paranormal erotica has something to do with, like, have you seen Twilight, like the movie where the dude is the human and the wolf, or the vampire and the, you know what I mean? Half human, half something else. That's another form. That's the type of paranormal that people write about. So not necessarily no bestiality or nothing like that, or like ghosts and spirits and stuff, but more so people living double lives like that, like people that change over and stuff like that, and them being in love with maybe a regular human that don't change over and stuff like that. So that's the type of paranormal romance that it is. So
like
paranormal
that,
erotica would be just like that, with a whole bunch of sex. Twilight with a whole bunch of sex.
Like that show, y'all ever heard of that show called True Blood from back in the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you were to write a paranormal erotica, you know, what would just throw, you know, in their mind, because I hate for you to throw a title out there and somebody steal it and it blow up. And then, you know, you be blaming us, you know, you be dogging us on Facebook and all that. And then,
yeah,
you know,
I wouldn't write a paranormal erotica because I'm not into that stuff. Like, that's not my thing. Like, I'm not really into people's shift changes. I guess that's what they call shifters or whatever the hell they call. That's not my thing. Like, I've never seen the Twilight movie before. I'm just familiar with True Blood because everybody was talking about it. Like, I've never really watched or anything like that. That's not my thing. So, I couldn't write a strong enough paranormal romance. It wouldn't do good. I mean, it might, because it's almost to the point to where people see my name and be like, okay, I know her book's going to be good because she don't ever disappoint. She writes good books. So they'll download and turn the pages and stuff like that because I wrote it, but as far as it being a good book, it probably won't be a good book because I don't know enough about that paranormal shit to write about it.
So, you know, what you just said, you know what I'm saying, you at a point, it's safe to say, like, you a veteran, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Not that you old or nothing like that. You a young lady still, but you a veteran at what you do, and you got expectations.
I don't think I'm there yet. I know I'm doing good, and I'm getting readers and stuff every day, and people tell me, like I said, people already know. They wait for whatever I write to drop, and they're going to go get it just because I wrote it. But I know I could have a much bigger following. I know I could have much more readers. So I know it can only get bigger from there. So,
it's gonna get bigger.
About 2 or 3 more years, and then we could say, oh yeah, she a vet. Like, ooh, yeah. Remember we had this conversation a couple years ago, and you said boo boo boo. See.
Yeah, but you are a veteran. That's you being humble. You a veteran, man. You a veteran because if you 9 books in and you said you just sent books all across the map, Louisiana, all these different places, you a veteran. No matter how, you know, big of a level or small of a scale it is, you're definitely a veteran. And once you got people that, like you said, basically when you drop something, they automatically gonna flock to it because, you know, your track record is good. So the question I got for you is, like with you trying to remain humble, which you are humble, and you trying to, you know, continue to grow your fan base, like, do you ever feel like expectations are, like, do you ever feel pressure, like too much pressure, because you like, damn, they expect a certain quality level of writing from me, like, all the time. Like, do you ever feel pressure?
I used to, but, like, now, like, okay, so with my last book that dropped, the Side Chick book, it did really, really good. And people that ain't never read none of my other books before, like, they left a review and be like, this is my first time reading this author's work. Now I'm about to go back and read the rest of her books. And, like, they inbox me and be like, okay, Boop, I just read your first series. Boop, I just read your second series. And they'll tell me, like, I can see your writing different, your writing style changing and getting different, like, for the better, though, over the span of your books. Like, it was always good, but you could tell the more that you write, the more that you're learning and perfecting your craft. So I used to be under a lot of pressure and put myself under a lot of pressure. But then, you know, my readers give me a lot of feedback, and I appreciate the positive. And, I mean, I don't ever say negative feedback is negative feedback, because I know they all, they just saying it as a reader from their point of view, what they expect and stuff like that. And they know I appreciate it. So it's
right.
It used to be like that, but now it's not to the point. It's just, you know, listen to what they got to say. About how they feel about certain things. They ask me questions. They say, well, you didn't do this, or, you know, can you explain this next time, boop, boop, boop. So I just always listen to them and put that into what I do. That makes me better.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. And let me correct you. You said the Side Chick book did good. It's doing good. You said it just came out a month ago, right?
Yeah, and it's been in the top 100 downloads since then. So, like, people have been downloading it consistently and stuff like that.
So that's what's up. So it's doing good, because it's still brand
sometimes
new.
Yeah, it's still
plug
good,
it in.
Yeah.
Plug it in again, because that's what we on here for. Plug it in so people can continue to download it.
From HL, his wife's worst nightmare. M-O apostrophe N-I-K. Because it's a lot of Moniques out there, but it's just one Mo apostrophe Neek. So that apostrophe for your port. And if you don't see that on the book, I ain't write it.
Talk to
him. The Side Chick from Hell, his wife's worst nightmare. So, yep, go get it. My whole, click that one, download it, read it, review it, and then read the rest of my shit, because it's all going to be good. Every series, every book got something different going on. Like, everybody say all the books is the same. Well, not my books. Everybody else's books. It's all the same. It's always the same love story, just be different shit going on. But it's always some different shit going on in my book, though, so. That's one of them got something different going on. From the very first page, you're going to be like, wait a minute, what? What the fuck is this? Like,
C-Hicks, Monique humble, but boy, she be talking that shit, don't she?
Mm-hmm. If you would have heard all that
like
goddamn
that
message, you see how unhumble she really is. I mean,
my husband just walked
police
up to me, and you go sit up there and keep talking about how we threatened your life for you wanting to call the police on us because we said you was from Baltimore. He done said it like 4 or 5 times during this whole time we've been talking that he felt threatened. His life, he felt like his life was on the line. Mm-hmm. You can call in and get on the line, though. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm telling.
But see, you know, me and Penny, that's my homie right there. You know what I mean? This is my most important question to you, Arthur Mo apostrophe Neek, you know what I mean? As of yet, have you found you a little side thing in Orlando?
No, you ain't see the post I made yesterday that said I was done looking for one? Because they buried it. Let me tell
you.
No. Listen, well, I'm going to say this. I did see, so I stay on an area that got like a little, you know, it's strip clubs and everything all over Orlando. So, like, I stayed right down the street from like 3 of them. And I was outside with my kids and seeing a chick walk by. And she was cold. And she walked into one of the strip clubs. So I said, okay. So I'm going to visit that strip club and see, you know, what's up. So when I go out next time, that's where I'm going to be going. But, yeah, I can't do. I got OCD, so
Understood. Well, see, I'm pretty sure Anthony's, you know what I mean, very happily married to you. You know what I mean? That's real talk. I need to find me, you know, find me a wife, you know, marry me somebody like you. You know what I mean? That wants a, you know, that wants a, you know, a side thing, you know.
It ain't for everybody, though. It ain't for everybody. See, it's probably best that you meet somebody in their lifestyle already and not introduce them to that lifestyle. Because if they in the lifestyle already, they already know what's up. They already know what to expect. They already know what's levels and rules to the shit. And there ain't going to be none of that other stuff. But if you try to introduce a woman to it, it's going to be some extra shit involved.
Yo, understood. You know what I mean? And that's why I say, you know, I want somebody who's willing, you know, to be in that. You know what I mean? That's what I need. You know, but you know, young females like you come, you know, I say like 2 cents a dozen. You know what I mean?
That's cheap. 2 cents. A dozen,
yeah,
I got 2 cents in my pocket right now.
Damn. Well,
you know
what? This is a question. You know. Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. There you go, taking me wrong, like you and Anthony did on that messenger. You know what I mean. Taking me all the way wrong. You know what I mean. I was like, I was ready to give over black people. Because then I was like, man, I give up on black people now. You know what I mean? I'm about to be a queen.
Don't ever give
up. I'm like, damn. But author Mo apostrophe Neek, you know what I mean? Like, this is a question I ask all the authors. I'm pretty sure I asked you the last time, you know, but, you know, it's been so long and I have a brain injury. I forgot. But as of now, what is it that you dislike about the industry the most?
I'm going to say I wish I would have went indie and did my own thing and not signed to a publishing company. And it's just messy. Like, I have some shit going on with my page, where my page was locked up for a couple of days because of some shit between me and another author, because I stated my opinion. And you can't have your opinion about certain shit without motherfuckers getting in their feelings and want to report everything and make fake pages to report everything and just be on some weak-ass shit like that. What I'm going to do is just unfriend your ass. Like, ain't nobody got time for the other shit because ain't nobody a threat to me. Like, I don't care how many books you done sold, how many times you done went number one, I still think my books is better than yours because the motherfuckers that read your books just ain't read my books yet. That's how I feel. Like,
hey,
so ain't nobody
that's
enough
to
make me do some shit like that.
Hey, that's how, you know, that's how you supposed to feel. That's how you supposed to feel. And I mean,
real talk. She talking that shit like she a rapper, man. She on Hot 97. Like, man, who wants smoke? You know what I'm saying?
That's,
I like that, though. I like that energy.
Like the Atlanta Kickback that's in Atlanta, that's July 20th. It's going to be from noon to 5. It's just going to be hella authors in one spot where you could come kick it with the authors, take pictures, get autograph books, all that one shit, boom, boom, boom. I'm going to that motherfucker like, bitch, who is you? No, I don't know you. Like, knowing damn well I probably done read a book or two of theirs, but bitch, you're not me, though. Like, that's how I'm going to go in there. Like, I don't care who you are, how many books you done wrote, I'm here now. Yeah, so, like, that's the attitude I always keep, because, like I said, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Just let one of your readers read one of my books. We going to see from there. Yeah.
But you got to, though. You know, because it's cool to be, and I could tell you humble, but you humble, you can only be but so humble, because if you too humble, you will never get the respect and the credit
right.
You deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers will look at you
that.
Like you supposed to bow down to them. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, you confident in your work. And what you're saying probably is facts. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times it ain't about who's the most talented. A motherfucker might have more money behind them, a better financial backing,
yep.
Or a better marketing
exactly.
team. You know what I'm saying? And it makes them look like they better than you. But that might not be the case. We know how it go, man. It's a lot of politics and shit.
It's people that's been with with publishers and, you know, how the publishers have their editors and everything, and they books be cool, and they get a reading base because they publishing company got a reading base, so now they got all these readers. They go independent. They don't pay a fucking editor. They decide they're going to edit their raggedy-ass book by themselves and got hella good grammatical errors and shit in the book, but they shit still stale because, oh, that's so-and-so from so-and-so publishing company. Like, oh, yeah, I've been following her, so now she's still selling and still making money, but her book is shitty because she ain't really putting no effort into it. And these are the people that, like, I can't see somebody dropping a book a week. Like, I don't think you put no effort in your work dropping the book a week. I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, you ain't no possible way you put that much thought and effort and work and energy into a book and you dropping it every week. I'm talking about editing. I'm talking about rough draft one, rough draft two. I'm talking about cover design and the rough draft from the cover design and all kinds of shit. You telling me you doing this every week? Bitch, when do you sleep?
Shots fired.
Hey, Arthur Moe apostrophe me. You know what we on Unscripted call that? We call that mumble writing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mumble writing.
That's exactly what that is. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Real rap, no mumble over here. We write books. Like, ain't no way.
Man, yeah. Arthur Monique is coming with the writing ether, man. She ethering y'all, man. And it's real. Me and C Hicks, we didn't interview some people. And we didn't heard that too, and it's like, man, look, we ain't gonna be disrespectful. If you say you can write a book every week, but we like scratching our head, like that just seems unreal. The book cannot be that great if you putting out a book every week. Like how? It's not possible, man. Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. If I was not about to say it,
if nobody else gonna say it, I said it.
Yeah. You unscripted? You supposed to? You know? Come on, now. You already said in your post you was gonna be unscripted, unfiltered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was gonna say that. I said how many authors we interview that say they write a book like every 2 weeks, 1 week, something like that. You know what I mean? But we didn't really get unscripted on them. You know what I'm saying? This shit must be some trash. You know what I mean? We just let them go in and feel their way. You know what I mean? Because go ahead.
I'm just gonna say like that shit right there, man. That be fucking up the game, man. It be fucking up with all type of shit. Like it's
mm-hmm.
good. Like in 2019, you know, everybody can do shit independently, and you know, it with technology, it makes a lot of shit easier. But at the same time, it make a lot of shit trash, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can just do it, and you know, like you said, you got you know, people that's writing books every week, like a book. Every week, like if it ain't no Dr. Seuss shit,
I'm talking about 75,000, 80,000 words.
Right.
Mumble writing.
Come on
a week.
Now.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like
mumble writing.
Really?
Get
out of here. Right. And it's making everybody else, like, my books look bad because now it's like, okay, all the books is the same. All the books got the same titles. So I ain't about to read no new author because the last new author that I read book was trash. So now they're making it hard for new authors that come out and they don't want to give them a chance because they got bad experiences with these garbage-ass fucking authors. Like,
see, that's exactly what I'm saying. They fucking up the game. That fuck up, man, fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my next question for you, though, I want to know, like, what's the process of, like, because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not familiar, but what's the process of, like, getting your books? Because you said you got paperbacks. Like, how do you get your books, like, in the Barnes and Nobles or, you know, like, actual bookstores? Like, what's the process of, are you at that point yet? And if so, like, how does that go?
I personally don't want my books to be sold at Barnes & Noble for the simple fact that I'm not making no money. Barnes & Noble's going to give you an amount and say, okay, here's this much for this many books, and they're going to sell it for whatever the hell they want to sell it for. And the fact that your book is at Barnes & Noble's means that they're going to sell it for a higher price than Amazon, maybe, or whoever else, because of the name that's sold, because they're selling the book, and you're not going to make no money off of it. So it doesn't really matter to me whether my book gets sold in Barnes & Noble, but my books are in libraries. So that matters to me. I'm not making no money that way either. However, it's people that can't afford to buy paperbacks and they can't afford to buy e-books and things like that. So I want them to be able to read my book as well. And then that way they could tell somebody else about it, or if they read the first book of a series, they can go ahead and when they do get some money in their pocket, buy the second book in the series or whatever the case may be. And I'm getting my name out there the same way. So they're in libraries in Ohio. I'm working on Florida now, of course. They're on eBay. They're on Goodreads. They're on Amazon. I got stories on Wattpad. That's Wattpad. I got a blog, so my books is available pretty much a lot of places. In order to get autographed copies, you won't be able to get an autographed copy from Amazon. You get those from me personally, obviously. So anybody can hit me on my IG, Facebook.
Do you? My bad.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you feel like the like direct to consumer, like just like them getting at you personally, like is that like, do you feel like that's the best way to go about it in your opinion? Like, cause it's a little more intimate. Like, you know these people, you get to send them, you
personal.
Know, autograph their book and all that. Yeah.
That's the perfect word for it, intimate. Yeah, it's intimate and it's personal. So I tell people all the time, like, yeah, you can go and pay the same amount on Amazon and get it shipped to you, but it won't be autographed or anything like that. Or you could just give me the money and I'll ship it to you. Like, so of course they always go that route. Especially like now coming up on the Atlanta kickback and people that don't live in Atlanta that can't get to Atlanta. Got an opportunity to get autograph books too, like everybody else. So
what's the price on, like, are your books like different prices, or do you got like one set price for the paperbacks?
I do one set price. However, sometimes I comp shipping and stuff like that, so it just depends on how many I'm shipping and stuff like that. So I don't want to put no number out there. Somebody be like, but hold on, you told me, boop, 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 like, and I paid you the dupe, like.
Nah, I know. We definitely understand. I do the same thing with my music. You a hustler, yay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get at you after the show, and I'm going to cop the new book from you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get it from my wife. You know what I'm saying? Just to show, you know, support, show
love.
Man, you've been rocking with us. From, you was one of the first, I want to say, if she wasn't the first female author. I know we interviewed Ed McGill. I think he was the first author, but I think you might have been the first female author.
I think you did say I was, and you had told me about Ed McGill. We're Facebook friends as well. I rock with him too.
Yeah, shout out Ed McGill, man. He cool people, man. That's the homie right there. But yeah, man, you definitely been rocking for a minute, so definitely I'm going to hit your inbox after the show, and you know what I'm saying? I get the ticket, and we'll make it work.
Okie dokie.
Okay. And see, that puts the pressure on me, but I have an excuse why I can't, because I'm poor. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I'm sorry. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. I'm poor too, for real shit.
Now, I'm going to say this, Mo, apostrophe. You know, that's what I'm going to call you, Arthur Mo apostrophe. That's your new unscripted name. Arthur Mo apostrophe. But I'm going to tell you why I'm disappointed in you, because I heard something you said earlier about, you know, you was in Facebook jail for a couple of days. I'm like, when you ain't hit a month yet, then you slipping. You ain't disrespecting nobody yet.
I've been in jail for 2 months at a time, but the only reason it was a couple of days this time because I fought it. I'm like, nah, y'all not about to fuck with me over some dumb shit, and you got people on here that say way worse stuff than I say. So, like, one of them had the word dick in it, the other one had the word pussy in it or something like that. It was something really stupid. So that's the only reason I got a couple of days, because I actually appealed it and said something and said something back, because they weren't about to. I can't afford to be in jail for 2 months at a time when I'm dropping books and shit like that. I can't promote and market and shit. But I have been in jail for 2 months at a time. What? Man, listen, I try so hard to stay out of jail because I can't afford to be in jail like that, but... Yeah, I'll go to Facebook jail.
Say, man, please.
I'm a repeat offender.
Say this to the whole C. Hicks again. I be trying to tell my good brother right here, man, look.
Yeah,
bruh,
we got to show
you know he's so radical.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you got
no
books
fuck.
And music to promote, bro. You got to time it down a little bit. And he been doing
that's
pretty good. He been free for a little bit.
Too. Yeah, he has been. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. But that's the thing. Yeah, you got to see Don Hicks. You got to, I tell myself that all the time, like, listen, you writing this book, how the hell you going to promote this book and let people know you got a book out if you can't get on social media? That'd be my main important thing. That'd be my biggest thing. Like, so then I've been on Backspace and shit. Like, nah, don't share that.
Okay, well, you know, first of all,
C. Hicks is he's Pac. C. Hicks, he's Pac and Juice when he was at the little locker with Omar Epps.
Man.
When he was like, I don't give a fuck. That's him.
Right.
If a nigga asked me, hey man, what's C. Hicks like? That I'm gonna point him to that scene. Like, that's that nigga's mindset all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why
I just
want to
say, you know, I feel thoroughly disrespected. Unscriptedly disrespected, you know what I mean? Y'all putting bad vibes out on me, like I'm the bad guy. All I do is keep it real.
Expeditiously.
Goodness. Yes, expeditiously. You know what I mean? Yeah. But just,
expeditiously,
you know,
disrespected.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? But Facebook's so goddamn fake that if you keep it real, you know what I mean? They're gonna lock your ass up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all know how I go.
That's why I tell you, when you be talking that one shit, just tag me. Just tag me, because I want to be there to witness it.
Yeah.
And
man,
be a part of it.
I be getting my popcorn, man. I just be laughing. I be like, man, this nigga C. Hicks, this nigga a fool, man. But hey, he do be saying a lot of real shit on there, and you know, not to take too much off of your interview time, but man, Facebook is full of shit, because like you said, you could say dick, pussy, nigga this, nigga that all day, and they won't block you. But then as soon as you say coon, cracker, anything like that, you out of here.
Problem.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, come on. Because I was telling C. Hicks, I'm like, man, I ain't never been blocked on Facebook. Never have been. I put Diplomats dropped a new song, and on the song, Cameron called, he called Kanye a coon. So I put that on the caption, like, hey man, I'm over here laughing. And then next thing I know, I put the post, and like 5 minutes later, oh yeah, the post had been taken down because you said this word. I'm like, man, as much as I say, but long as we call each other niggas and bitch and this and that, they cool
man.
With that. But when you start saying, like, it's like, man, it's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know.
It's a mirror tough for you, KKK, as Hicks was saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you know what I mean? But Ultimo Apostrophe, man, you know, how long have you actually in the game? You know what I mean? Like, literally, not just been writing, but actually been published, been officially in the writing game, officially in it.
My 2-year anniversary for being a published Arthur was actually on the 15th of this month, so May 15th. It's 2 years since I've been a published author. So that's 9 books in 2 years. Soon to be 10.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're doing way better than me, because I got 3 books and I ain't even got them back. You know what I mean? I'm terrible. Y'all be that script authors no more though, because they make me.
Well,
feel,
you got
you
other
know,
stuff. You do music and everything else too though.
But I ain't even got the Hicks tape out there yet. You know what? I'm terrible. I'm a lollygagging motherfucker.
See? Yeah.
Hey, he is. I be on him, man. I'm telling you, Monique, I be telling him, like, man, get serious with this shit. He getting there, though. Hicks tape, I done heard most of it. It's hot. So when it do drop, when he quit playing, quit bullshitting, I think y'all definitely will like it.
Yeah. Especially when I do this one song called Crime. And crime spelled CRHYMES. You know, let me see y'all book covers. Y'all want me to throw? And y'all you gonna like this joint. Matter of fact, I think I emailed that joint to Anthony. I think I did. Now, matter of fact, I don't think it was that one. I think it was the one I called Run From. But I'm gonna email him that joint too. But I'm, you know, have everybody. You know, it's a way I guess of promoting. You know, everybody else stuff and promote myself as well. You know what I mean? It's
right,
a deep
ass
story, and I'm telling a story in it. I mean, I guarantee y'all like that joint, you know what I mean? And that's real talk.
Oh, man. Most definitely. Hey, we down to like the last 6 minutes. So the last question I got for you, Arthur Monique, is what is your, like, what's your end goal in this? You know what I'm saying? As far as being an author, like, what is, what's, like, something that you haven't accomplished yet that you really, you feel like would be, like, reaching the top of the mountain for you as an author?
Well, I'm going, for one, start my own publishing company. That's coming sooner than later. I want to be able to give other writers the opportunities that I don't have being under a publisher. So I want authors to have their own creativity, be able to write whatever whatever genre they want to write in and stuff like that. And then just like I said, people see my name and just going to buy my book because my name on it, they already know it's going to be fire behind the pen because my name on it and I wrote it. So yeah, publishing company. I think one day I might enjoy writing for like a magazine or something like that, or maybe like, not necessarily like a national newspaper because the motherfuckers be lying anyway, but maybe like a big black magazine or something, like Essence or something like that. That'd be real dope, slick, because like I do freelance writing now for different celebrity DJs and stuff like that. Their bios for their portfolio and stuff like that. I actually did one for a reggae DJ that works out of Jamaica, and he put me onto a whole bunch of other DJs that he rock with, and I just be writing shit for them and stuff like that. So, you know, who knows? I'm always doing something people don't know about. I don't always put my moves and stuff out there because then motherfuckers start hating. I done had a situation like that before where I done put some stuff out there that I done did and motherfucker was hating and got my shit blocked up on my page and shit like that. So I don't say all my moves, but it's always something going on. Something always going on.
Most definitely. If they ain't hating, you know how to, you know the saying, they ain't hating, you ain't doing
something right.
Keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. And we definitely appreciate you. See, Hicks, you got a, got one last question for us? Let's get a shout out to you.
I ain't even going to say that, you know what I'm saying? Cause I would say, you know, do your best. You know what I mean? You know, just try your best, you know what I mean? But it's no need for you to try your best because you're doing your best, you know what I mean? But as far as questions go, you got it, you know what I mean? Go ahead and give your shout-outs out, you know? Shout everybody out you want out, you know what I mean? Everybody, even the people we don't even know, the people that far think all that.
I mean, just my readers and my followers, they fuck with me heavy. The people that support me, of course, they like get my number one shout out because the support is huge to me. Like my husband, he go above and beyond, and he do a whole lot to support me and what I do behind the scenes and stuff like that. He like my personal assistant. So him, like my readers, they go for me too. If I go to Facebook jail, I got readers be like, oh girl, here go my Facebook password and email address. Like you can log in and do what you do for my page. I got readers all over my page. Just like everybody that fuck with me, like. It's a lot to name, but they be in my inbox every day, and I'm talking to them and stuff like that. Like, I don't never leave nobody on read when people reach out to me. And that's why they fuck with me, because I'm one of the few authors that don't do that. Like, when they actually reach out to their author and want to just talk to their, one of their favorite authors, I actually talk back. So, just everybody that fuck with me. Y'all, for having me. I appreciate it. You know.
We appreciate you more. We definitely appreciate you, man. Shout out your husband too, man. You know, this Papoose shit. We gotta shout out our backbones, man. Our spouses are always our backbone. Should be, not all the time, but they should be. So shout out to him, man. Shout out your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if I am mistaken, he was on here for a second, but he dipped out. You know, he was on here for a second. I seen him, and I was going to jump back into the way he curved me on the you know, on the messenger tip. You know what I mean? But like you said, Monique, you know, when I get to that level where, you know, people support me and stuff, you know, I love talking to people. You know, I'm always talking to the messenger. You know what I mean? I don't even do all the time, and I talk. You know what I mean? So people
this
are
nigga,
love talking to me, you know what I mean?
What? This nigga talk too damn much. You nigga be hitting me up, Monique, 3 in the morning. I'd be like, man, god damn, leave me the fuck alone, nigga.
God damn.
Don't hit me up at 3:00 in the morning.
Nah, I'm just fucking around. That's my nigga, though. See, you know, man, that's my brother. But, man, we definitely appreciate you coming. Oh, yeah, before you get off here, man, let them know where they can find you again on social media one more time. Put them plugs out there.
Oh, Arthur Monique on Facebook, Mo apostrophe Nick, and on Instagram is literally M-O underscore apostrophe, the word written, not apostrophe, underscore Nick on IG. I don't do Snapchat and stuff like that. Like, no Twitter and shit. So, I'm just on Facebook and IG. I ain't with all the other shit.
Man, y'all get at her. Hey. And once again, what's the newest book you got out?
The Side Chick from Hell, His Wife's Worst Nightmare. The Side Chick, you can tell by the title, it's fire.
Is there going to be a part two? Is this going to be a series?
It's not going to be a series, but it's a part two. You got to read the first one to understand where I'm coming from. It's going to be a part two from her second personality's point of view, kind of like how the second personality came along, how she got diagnosed with it and all the crazy
say
shit.
Say no more. You're giving up too much.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
It's an official unscripted request. Place in the book, because I asked one author lady this, and I want to be placed in the book, and I'm going to be hung by my balls on a ceiling fan. Can you please make that happen?
Oh, wow.
Because you nasty enough to do it. You can find a way to do that. I want to be hung by the balls on the ceiling fan.
That sounds
That's
so
all.
Painful.
So, you know the song. You know what I mean? I got to keep going with it. I can't even hear anybody no more.
Hello.
Yeah, my
shit
sounded like it was fading out. Monique, you still here?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Well, we again, we want to thank Arthur Mo Apostrophe Neat. Our blog show, our little platform, you know what I mean? Hopefully, people hear this. Hey, of course, you know what I mean? Some people hear this, Mo Apostrophe, they're liable to blow up, you know what I mean? It'll be because of Mo Apostrophe, you know what I mean? And we blow up. You already know, you basically, you fam. You know, like I said, you fam, you know what I mean? And when the head being hung by the balls on the ceiling fan comes out, definitely come back. Definitely.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And no more needs to be said. And with everything that was said this whole interview, we up out here. Unscripted.
Unscripted.